Radio.
Good morning, New York!
It's Emile
and Philippa.
And we're from New York City Radio. Today we have an awesome program for you.
As always, so keep on listening.
Today we have something pretty awesome for you guys. We have different radio features about the Empire State of Mind, about New York City.
So, the first thing on our list
is a feature about top sites in New York City. Have
Let's
fun!
Let's go!
New York, New York, New York!
Radio.
New York City Radio presents Escape in New York. Welcome to our famous radio feature. Today we will present the top attractions in our hometown. We made a survey and most people said that the top attraction is the Statue of Liberty. The statue is in the Upper Bay on an about 12 acres large island, the Liberty Island. The world famous symbol of the US is with foundation 100 yards high. Mr. Johnson, the famous historian, will tell us more about the Statue of Liberty.
The colossal statue is a masterpiece of the human spirit. It was a gift from France to the centenary of American independence in 1876, with the intention of affirming the historical alliance between the two nations. It was designed by Frederick Bartholdi and Gustave Eiffel. Originally, they wanted to put the statue on the northern entrance of the Suez Canal, but for construction reasons it was put in the Upper Bay. For million immigrants which come by ship, the statue was the first thing they saw from the United States.
Thank you very much for the information.
No problem.
And now to our next building on our program, the Empire State Building. Mr. Johnson, can you tell our listeners something about it?
Okay, the Empire State Building is 1,500 feet high and has 102 floors. There are 6,500 windows and 73 elevators. It was built in 1931 and was the first building with more than 100 floors, and held the record for the world tallest building until the World Trade Center was built. In September 2001, it was the tallest building in New York again. But in April 2012, the One World Trade Center reached higher again. Today it is the 29th tallest skyscraper in the world. Interesting, isn't it? Oh, and did you know that elevator operator Betty Oliver survived a plunge of 75 stories inside an elevator and holds the Guinness World Record for the longest survived elevator fall recorded?
What? 75 stories?
Yes.
Wow. And now the third attraction, Times Square. Our reporter Alex is going to interview some tourists. Hi, Alex. Hi. Okay, let's look for tourists. Aha, this one. Hello, what's your name?
Oscar.
We make tourist interviews. Do you know something about Times Square?
Oh yes, the name comes from the building over there, the TS1. It is from the New York Times. The Times Square is the center of Broadway, Manhattan. Here are many fast food restaurants, souvenir shops and cinemas.
Aha! Do you know some special facts too?
Yes. At New Year's Eve, there's a big party here. There are many TVs with popular rock and pop singers. And after the drop of the famous Times Square ball, everyone sings the song Auld Lang Syne. It is very impressive.
Thank you very much, Oscar. Goodbye.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Oh, there's another tourist. Hey, do you have a minute?
Oh, yes. What is it?
An interview. What's your name?
William.
Okay, William. Do you know something about this place?
Times Square. Yes, in 1904... the Longacre Square with sail and carriage builders was renamed Times Square because of this building there. It got more famous because of the many movies which tell about the place here. Oh, and of course there were many buildings here, for example Hotel Astor until 1968.
Nice story. Are you an historian?
Well, kind of. But I have to go now to my lecture. Bye.
Goodbye, and now back to the studio. Today we will present you a very important district in New York, the financial district in the south of Manhattan. It has its name from the New York Stock Exchange and the many banks which have settled, especially at Wall Street, the gorge where you hardly see a sunbeam. Mr. White, a banker in the NYSE, will tell us more about the financial district.
Despite the financial crisis and banking crash, New York is and remains the most important financial metropolis in the world. In Wall Street, in Lower Manhattan, beats the heart of the New York financial district, and it is the center of Mammon in the USA. Here one finds, as most well-known institutions, the world's greatest stock market, the New York Stock Exchange. Numerous banks and insurance companies, furthermore, have their headquarters there and manage billions of dollars. No wonder that the area around Wall Street counts among the most crowded and hectic in the whole city. The NYSE is the greatest and most important stock exchange in the world. Its history can be traced back to May 17, 1792. At that time, only 5 securities were traded. Today, it involves approximately 3.5 billion stock with a daily volume of $45 billion.
Thank you very much for this comprehensive contribution.
Gladly.
And now the last one. The One World Trade Center with the 9/11 Memorial. The One World Trade Center is the tallest building in the USA and was built from 2006 to 2014. It houses restaurants, a viewing deck, telecommunication and offices. It is next to the 9/11 Memorial, which is a national tribute of remembrance and honor to the people killed in the terror attack of September 11, 2001. Mr. O'Brien had seen the terrible disaster and now he will talk about his impression.
I was reminded of Hiroshima. The cloud looked like a huge mushroom cloud. Unknowingly, I had made on the morning of September 11, 2001 in Midtown Manhattan on the way. When my look at the high-piled dense cloud fell over the World Trade Center, I wanted my eyes just don't trust. What I experienced in the following hours changed my life forever.
Thank you very much. This was our radio feature. I hope you learned something new about New York City. See you tomorrow with our program about the culture in New York.
Radio.
Wow!
These were pretty interesting sites.
Oh yeah.
I want to visit all of them.
Oh, me too, Philippa.
My favorite is the Empire State Building. I love it so much. I love New York at all.
Me too.
Let's continue with the next point. The perfect tour through New York City.
Radio.
What's up, guys? It's Gemma
and Philippa
from New York City Radio.
Today, we have a pretty cool thing for you guys.
You're right. What we have for you is amazing.
Imagine you had only one day in New York.
Only one day.
So, what would you do?
Statue of Liberty, Empire State Building, Rockefeller Center, Broadway, Central Park, all of the museums, and
nobody could ever decide what to do.
Because there are so many beautiful things in New York to do.
But we can help you decide. We have the perfect tour for one day.
With a little bit of sights, art, good food, chilling, and so on.
So, are you ready to start, guys?
Let's go!
We're starting with the morning. What comes to your mind when you think of New York?
The Statue of Liberty! So, guess where this tour starts? You're right, Liberty Island.
The ship to Liberty Island leaves at Battery Park. To get to Battery Park, you have to take the subway line 1, 2, or 3 down to Rector Street. So, you get off at Rector Street Station, and then you walk down the West Side Highway until you reach Battery Park.
The atmosphere in Battery Park is great. But we want to go to Liberty Island. So, there are special ferries that ship to Liberty's and Ellie's Island. Take one of these.
The statue itself is opened every day from 9 to 5 o'clock. Visiting the statue is free, but you have to pay for the ship. It's $12 for adults and $5 for children. Oh, and if you want to climb up the statue, make sure to get a reservation.
Otherwise, you would have to wait for years.
After you visited the statue, you take the ship back to Battery Park.
From Battery Park, you walk to the nearest subway station, Whitehall, South Ferry.
You take the subway up or away until you reach Lexington Avenue Station.
This is the station right next to Central Park.
So, sit down and have a little break. Enjoy the sun.
After a while, you leave Central Park and you're right next to Grand Army Plaza. You walk down the Fifth Avenue till you reach Rockefeller Center.
Yeah, and on your way to Rockefeller Center, you pass cool shopping areas
it's shopping paradise.
Like Tiffany, Trump Tower, and Saks.
And you walk by the St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Then you finally reach Rockefeller Center. And you can spend up to 2 hours there without getting bored.
It is great there.
Further down the Fifth Avenue is the Empire State Building. So everyone, do not miss the view of the 89th floor.
Then, as it gets dark, impress yourself by the lights of the Times Square.
And celebrate the end of this wonderful day.
Great day.
Really great day.
You'll never forget it.
We hope you will enjoy the tour.
See you guys.
New York, New York, New York.
Radio.
Wow.
Filippa?
Yeah? Can we just please do this tour next weekend?
Oh, I'd love to. It sounded
so
interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I especially love the point with the Central Park.
Oh, that fits perfect with our list because the next point are activities in the Central Park.
New York, New York, New York.
Radio.
New York City Radio.
Good morning, New York. I think every one of you know the Central Park, but do you know that this weekend there will be a skate competition? It will start on Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning and will end on Sunday at 8 p.m. There will be built a half pipe only for the tournament, so there are many new half pipes and parkours. The winner of the tournament will get $20,000. If you want to take part at the tournament, you have to pay $10. The visitors have to pay $2.
So today we have a special guest in our show. Welcome, Franklin!
Hey guys!
So Franklin, we all know you as a professional skater. You have to be very excited, aren't you?
Yes, of course, I'm excited as shit, bro. I have trained for 5 months only for this competition. It will be very difficult to win, cause there are other very good skaters from around the world. It will be a great event.
So, Franklin, thanks for the interview.
No problem, dude.
We, the New York City Radio, will also be there, and we will give you the latest information about the great tournament. There we sell souvenirs like t-shirts and caps and so on. That was the show, and back to the studio.
Radio.
Oh, this was really interesting, wasn't it, Filippa?
It really was. I hope that whoever is listening to this show right now will try out these amazing activities in Central Park.
Yeah, but I think they would rather do some sports.
Yeah, maybe, but whoa!
Oh my god!
That fits perfectly!
With our list again!
Oh my god, it's day full of wonders!
So, let's just start with the next point.
Crazy sports in New York City!
New York, New York, New York! Radio.
Now, we will talk about sport in our city. I know, you think about trash, like normal sports, like baseball or football. But today, we talk about crazy sports, for example, pillow fight or hot dog eating. Alec isn't here because he is at the Madison Square Garden where the World Championship in Pillow Fight takes place. Let's hear something about it.
Hi there. I'm standing right in front of the Madison Square Gardens where the World Cup in Pillow Fight is taking place tonight. The adults wear fight with pillows, they don't weigh more than 1.5 pounds, and they aren't allowed to touch another and have to be facing each other at all times. Only if you manage to hit the head or the lower backside, you get points. One match consists of 2 rounds, and 1 round is 2 minutes long. The goal is to reach more points than your opponents. It reminds of a box fight, but it actually loads more fun and it doesn't hurt that much. While fighting, consistent leg work and the harmony between hand and pillow are very important.
Easy.
Hello. Oh, Paul Craig is here. He is the world fastest stair climber of the Empire State Building. This run-up is a well-known stair race which takes place in the Empire State Building since 1978 in New York City. You have to run up 1,576 stairs, which are 320 meters in height. You have to reach the platform in the 18th story. With 9 minutes and 33 seconds is Paul Craig, the world's fastest stair climber. Thanks for taking the time to come.
You're welcome.
How have you been able to win 5 times in a row?
I had a good training schedule, so I've become better and better, and of course my family and friends supported me every time.
After that, you've become a professional cyclist.
Yes, that's right. After my record in 2003, I looked for new challenges. I started cycling in my old team Grass Karatek, but then I had an unfortunate accident and I broke my spine.
Oh, what a pity. I really admire your positive attitude. Thanks for coming. And what about Nathan's hot dog eating contest? Since 1916, it takes place every year on the 4th of July, the Independence Day, in Coney Island. At the end, the person who has eaten the most hot dogs wins. Millions of people watch it on the TV. 69 hot dogs in 10 minutes is the world man's record, and 45 for the woman. Joey Chestnut had set up this crazy record. Ladies and gentlemen, Joey Chestnut. Hello, Joey.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Okay, Joey, how did you get the idea?
Since I was a child, I've eaten much more than other people, so I decided to profit from this talent.
How do you prepare for the next contest?
In the day before the competition starts, my training includes eating as much as I can, so my stomach gets larger and larger.
Are there any secret tips you can share with us?
Yeah, there are a lot of. For example, drinking only water without gas, because in that way it doesn't need much space. You also have to be confident to win the competition in every single moment, and since the beginning you should be in the lead. My motto during the contest is, always think of how bad all the other contestants feel at this moment.
Thanks, Joey, that was really interesting, but I think it wouldn't be a good idea for me to try it.
Radio.
Oh, this was really, really great. Oh, I love it.
Me too, but I think the perfect contrast against sports is poetry.
Oh yeah, poetry. Violets are red, roses are blue.
Stop it. Get some help.
Or just listen to our next point.
Oh, I will! Poetry Slam in New York City!
New York, New York, New York!
Radio.
Hey and welcome. My name is Izzy.
And my name is Charlotte.
And today we will talk about Poetry Slam in New York City. So, Charlotte, what is Poetry Slam? Can you explain?
Yes, sure. Poetry Slam is a contest between poets. They read their work and get rated or judged by either the audience or by a panel of judges. Do you know who's the founder of Poetry Slam?
Yeah, I think it was an American poet named Mart Smith, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. The first event was in the Get Me High Lounge, Chicago, in November 1986, but the first Poetry Slam in New York City was in the New Hurricane Poets Cafe, hosted by Bob Holman, in August 1988, and the first national contest was in Fort Mason, San Francisco, in 1990 with teams from Chicago, San Francisco, and an individual poet from New York. In the 90s, it spread worldwide. Today, there are three big types of contests: the national, the international, and the worldwide contest. But what are the rules? Well, as Mark Smith said, the poems must be of each poet's own construction. The poet may not use props, costumes, or musical instrument, and if the poet goes over the time limit, points are deducted from his or her score. All genres are allowed, and usually the time limit is 5 minutes. But how do you enter? There are two different ways of choosing the participants. One option is the open list. Everyone who signs up before the contest begins is allowed to take part. The order in which the participants present their work is random. The other option is called challenging system. A part of the poets are already invited by the organizer. These are the featured poets. Leftover places can be filled by random poets who entered via the open list. But isn't that much too tense with all the competitive behavior? There are two different opinions on that. Here are two quotes from two poets. Alan Wolfe says, "The point is not the points. The point is to the poetry." While Taylor Mali thinks, "The point are not the points. The point is to get more points than anyone else." But tell me, who are the big names? Well, there are many famous poets, but one of the world's most amazing poets is, for example, Taylor Mali. He's appeared multiple times on teams at the National Poetry Slam. He's probably best known for What Teachers Make, a poem he wrote a few years ago. Another national poetry champ is Big Papa E. His poems range from shouting indictments against hypocrisy to earnest words about loneliness and rejection. One of his poems is called Dear White People. That sounds very cool, Izzy. Well, and this is the end of our part of this show. We hope you all learned a lot about Poetry Slam and enjoyed. But now we have to say goodbye.